Hi there. The word for you today is, what's your vision for this year? In Proverbs 29 verse 18, Solomon writes, where there is no vision, the people perish. Let me ask you, what are you planning to do with this new year? What you set your heart on will determine how you spend your time and energy, and it takes as much effort to live an unfulfilled life as a richly rewarding one. Some scientists have recently estimated that the human brain has between 10 and 100 terabytes of capacity, which means we all have lots of room for growth. One of the most rewarding things you can do this year is work to develop your mind. Where there is no vision or sense of direction, the Bible says the people perish. Dissatisfaction doesn't come from the absence of things. It comes from the absence of direction or purpose. Too many of us merely exist because we've settled for less than God wants. The quality of your life will be determined by your vision and the effort you're willing to put into fulfilling that vision. So, stop and make a written list of the areas in which you'd like to grow this year. Then tackle the three or four most important ones. And don't get discouraged if the one you're working on doesn't want to cooperate. Nothing great is ever created suddenly. Paul said of his faith, Philippians 3 verse 14, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. The word upward means it's an uphill climb. It's a process. You have to keep plugging away. Sometimes it'll feel like 2 steps forward and 3 steps backward. We all go through that. Don't give up. It's better to die for something than to live for nothing. And unless you try something beyond what you've already mastered, you won't grow. So what are you waiting for? Life? It's waiting for you. So get going. Okay? That's the word for you today.